Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Nights at the Roundtable. This is your boy, Man Weezy. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we're going to answer all the questions that came in from you guys that we sent out talking about why boys do the dumb things they do. Now, a bunch of y'all sent in a bunch of good questions, and we try to answer them all, from ghosting to cheating to lying, all the things that y'all say men be doing. We try to get at all of it. So at the end of the episode, we're going to have another new song. We love you guys. Listen to it. Subscribe to everything. Can't wait for you guys to hear this new episode. It's Nights at the Roundtable. And welcome to another episode of Nights at the Roundtable. This one I thought was interesting because I asked a bunch of women on Instagram, on all the socials, to shoot at us questions of the dumb things men do and why they do them. So if you listen to the previous podcast, all the guys were on and we all gave our answers of why men do what we do when you guys asked all these questions. But I thought it would be fitting to bring some women on and have a women's perspective on the times that they've dealt with the situations, what they thought men did, why they did them, and then we'd be able to ask the questions right here. Because A lot of y'all ask these questions, and I wanted to talk to you even more. Like, I wasn't able to actually converse with you and get more detail. So these young ladies, if it's happened to them, we'll be able to ask them more details. And maybe, just maybe, you guys will be able to hear yourself in these answers and get some answers yourself.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
But to the right, you've seen her before. We got Maddie from Maddie Moments, Brandon's other half. Give it up for Maddie.
I love you.
And then to my direct right is Penelope, who I call Penstifer, and she was on the podcast in the first season. We did one-on-ones, which a lot of you responded, which happened to be one of our most popular podcasts. So we brought her back to talk to us. And of course, we got Be Real to the left of me, as always. Oh, and we gonna jump right in.
Yeah.
What are we drinking today?
Let's do it.
So with the boys, we were drinking some tequila, some vodka. But tonight, this is just a red wine.
Yeah, I can't even explain.
Laurent du Blanc.
Ooh, nice.
Tradition et terroir.
I don't know. Terroir.
Anyways, this is a 2018.
It's from France.
Yeah, so we're gonna see. We're gonna see how this tastes.
Excuse my French. I'm from France. Cheers it up, y'all. Let's see it.
Cheers
to a wonderful podcast.
You know what? I actually like this one.
It's really nice.
Doesn't taste like feet. Is this a feety one?
It smells really a little like bit, but it doesn't taste like it.
Super sour.
Yeah, what? It does smell a little bit.
Super sour.
It does smell not great, but it tastes good.
Gasoline tastes like to me.
Oh. Yeah, so this was a gift. So for those of you who are joining in tonight, we cannot give you a specific number. Maybe we'll take a picture of it later. And
Yeah. I had Pensiver take a picture with it, but it seems very fancy. Whatever. It's from France. Fancy. Part of my French, but I'm from France. All right, anyways, let's get it in. First question.
Yeah, pour it up.
Okay, and this was funny because with the guys, we answered this question and I didn't understand it, but why do men like to be called daddy? I'm all for role playing, but this ain't it. Zaddy.
Zaddy was a Z and daddy was a D.
I think they're different. Two different things. Yeah.
Damn, Zaddy.
And daddy.
First off, we said that I don't know. I've never had that happen. I said in the previous one, I had a girl ask me to say her name, and that was weird to me, but I felt like she was very egocentric. Like she just wanted to feel like she was in control, which was weird. But have you ever had a guy say that? And if so, did you find out why?
Is this in reference to in general or?
I would only imagine somebody being called daddy in the bedroom.
Part of this is I'm all for role playing, but this ain't it.
Oh,
so it's
got
it's
you.
Probably.
I'm assuming they were in the bedroom in a tryst
with their escapades.
Have you ever had a guy try to say that to you or try to make you call him that? And if so, in the moment, what did you think it was?
I have not had that happen, but I do see it all over social media. I see it in a comment that's like, that's daddy. That's what I see a lot.
Oh, but that's a good
and I'm like, okay, I get it in that term because it's kind of like baby daddy and like, you know, I get that.
Sure.
I don't do that.
You've never done that.
I've never done that. I've never called anybody daddy.
Except for dad.
Except for dad. Dad's dad.
So that would be weird for you then.
Yeah. That'd be we talked so about this weird. At one point because yeah, I was like, did. I don't really like to be called daddy. Like, that's not my thing.
Yeah.
For some that is. No it's shame fine. In that.
Yeah, totally.
But we talked about it jokingly and I asked her, I was like, well, would that be weird if you called me daddy? And she was like, no, we're not going there.
I was just weird. Like, no. No, no, we're not doing it. But I think why, and I think what happens is guys want to be feel dominant and feel powerful yeah. and that and feel like they're taking care of their woman. And so I think that's where it stems from. I could be wrong. Comment if you know that's your situation. Let us know why. But that's what I think it's from a dominance, I take care of you standpoint.
So
that's
is,
what I think.
Is but that a bad thing?
No. No, I don't think so. So I think it's a fair thing. Cool.
Right. Before. Okay.
But
I have been in a situation. I had a partner that did want to be called that, and it was awkward at first because I wasn't used to it. And so then I tried, but then it actually was fun. So
now, did cool. you in post or before or during the relationship?
No.
Did it come out why he felt like he wanted to be called daddy? Like, mm-hmm. could you figure it out?
No.
Or was it just like a saucy thing?
I think it was in the moment thing. I wasn't okay. like, hey, I would like to be called daddy because.
No, not that he said it, but that you kind of figured it out at like, oh, this is why.
No,
there
wasn't time for that. It was just like in the moment.
Got you.
You're feeling it and it came out and then it felt right. So then you just went with it.
Got you.
But I do understand if it's foreign, it feeling awkward. My past relationship, I would say papa or papi.
Right.
And then my parents grew up calling each other mom and dad. Which I always thought was weird because I'm like, no, you're my mom. Like, why are you calling her mom? But it's a very cultural thing. So it is, I think, depending on the culture maybe, that it's more comfortable and familiar that, yeah. and then connecting with the dominant submissive thing in the bedroom.
I guess it is a little play up on the, like, giving them a little, like, pep talk.
Yeah.
In the middle. Ego. It's like a little ego stroke.
Yeah.
While other things are stroked. You know? Yeah. It's good. I'm with it. I'm saying zaddy. Zaddy.
Yeah. Where did that one come from?
I don't
from,
know
though?
Where
that
thought, came from.
From my understanding, what zaddy is like that kind of figure in your life that's like providing the...
Oh, zaddy is yeah. the Zaddy's sugar
like,
daddy.
Yeah. Gotcha. Like, hey, I'll buy you something. I'll
cool
take you out.
Cool way of saying it.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Interesting.
I don't know these.
Yeah,
things.
Like
I don't know
in that one. Yeah, it's that one know. Tiana Taylor song, "Hurry Up" with Kanye. He goes, "And if I gotta spend some cash, fuck it, then I'm zaddy." Then.
Oh. Oh yeah, so, yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe
yeah.
another thing that Kanye
I don't
trended.
Even know that song.
I know that line.
Oh.
Interesting. All right. Well, on to the next. This is a deep one. This is a deeper one. Do men think it's okay to date the ex of a friend? Now we answered this one, and we all unanimously said yes, of course. We never thought that it's something that you should, there's no ownership. Like, if I don't want you, then I shouldn't be like, you know, no one else can have you. I just never thought that was a cool thing. Yeah. To me, if I'm happy, if I moved on, date whoever the hell you want to date. You know what I'm saying? If it was a close friend or whatever, respect is just saying, hey, I'm digging this dude or whatever. And then you just say it. And then after that, I'd be like, okay, cool. Thank you for letting me know. That's a heads up, you know?
Yeah.
And then we keep it moving. All the guys said that's how we would handle it.
Yeah.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? The harder part would be if we were dating for like 4 years and we just broke up and you come the next day yeah. and you're like, hey man, now that you ain't with her no more, can I holla at her?
Right.
Then it's a little bit of like, you know, I'm gonna have some feelings because it's so fresh. But that's how the men said it. From a female perspective, what do you guys think?
I've been on both ends where I had a friend date someone that I dated and confronted me about it, asked me if it was okay. And I completely forgot about it. I didn't remember till recently. I just saw her. She was like, oh my God, remember when I dated your, you know, I was like, oh yeah. And she ended up dating him for a couple years.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And he was my first like serious relationship. And we dated for maybe a year and I I didn't feel that that relationship was meant to be. So mm-hmm. I disconnected from it. So when she started dating him and we're good friends, I was like, go for it. Yeah. I had no attachment. Mm. And I also been on the other side where I was entertaining the idea of dating someone that a friend of mine had dated and my friend wasn't okay with it. So
it all depends on who the other friend is.
I think it depends on the person. Yeah.
But as a moral sense, I get as a loyalty sense, because obviously loyalty is, you know, you choose who you want to be loyal to, and I get that. But do we feel in a moral sense, like, do we think it's immoral or it's wrong to do so?
No. I just think it's situational. And I think as long as you communicate as friends, I think it doesn't matter. But yeah, if you're coming from a long relationship where you dated somebody for 10 years and then all of a sudden they start dating your best friend, you know, not the best probably, but as long as you're communicating with your friend and, you know.
I think that's the most important thing.
I think that's all, yeah.
Communication is everything.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think in the situation, I think it also depends too how that, maybe it doesn't. Maybe it does have a little bit of an effect of how that relationship actually went and what transpired in that relationship. So if there was somebody coming out of a hell of abusive relationship or whatever, and the dude was just straight trash, you know, you'd be like, no, like, out of my love for you, don't date him or whatever. Right. Or vice versa, you know? If there was some girl that was just mad weird and she was whack or whatever, I'd be like, nah, man, there's a reason we broke up. Like, you shouldn't date that. It's not because I'm trying to claim dibs on her. Sure. But it's more of just like...
assuming that this person wasn't around while the relationship was going on. Like, if they're a new friend and all of a sudden they're going to date your old ex.
Yeah.
And they just found out that was your old ex.
Yeah.
Sure. If they were your friend for a while and they experienced the bad.
Yeah.
To me, I'm kind of like, hey, you saw what happened. If you want to roll the dice, you go right ahead. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of like out of it. I still wouldn't stop nobody because I'd be like, yo, this is what I think the dude is. I don't want to pretend like people don't change because I would hate for somebody to put me in the same box.
Yeah.
So roll with it. I may or may not be able to be a part of it in the sense of give advice because, you know, I don't know if I'll be a good advice person, but I would never stop somebody from finding happiness.
That's, definitely.
Okay, here's a good one. How healed from the past does a hurt man have to be before you can date him?
It's a good question.
I guess I have two instances. Well, I'm going to talk about one, actually. I'll talk about, I have an ex-boyfriend who was absolutely awful, honestly. But I think most of it had to do.
We've all had one.
It was awful in all the senses. But a lot of it actually had to do with family trauma and things that were going on within his family. There was a lot of abuse and et cetera. List goes on and on. And then I come into the picture in the middle of all of it. And he started to exhibit the same behaviors as family members around him because it was in the midst of all of this trauma that was happening. And so I think that's partly why it was the worst experience. And I think if time, and then that comes down to time though, and there's no right or wrong time after the healing, like to process things, there's no right or wrong time.
Well, everybody processes differently.
Differently, right? Yeah. So there is no right or wrong time after that, but I think you just have to look at yourself and, you know, take that time to process whatever that is.
And how does one know that they're healed? Like, have there ever been a point in time in your life where you thought you were healed from something, but then a different variable happened and it triggered you and you found out, oh, I still feel a certain type of way about this.
All the time.
You know, so someone, you can assess someone being healed or the person can say, yeah, I'm over it, but you never know. The only thing you can do is read the signs as they come to you. Read the flags as they come to you, you know? So when you say how healed, we can say so healed. But
so
what is
healed?
Well, I always ask, it's a big tell for me if someone is in therapy or if they have mentors or if, like, what are their relationships like in their life? Because that tells me if you have gone through something that's traumatic or, you know, dramatic, that you have the right people that can kind of support you through it, that you're not just trying to do it on your own. And if you are just trying to do it on your own, that tells me something, you know?
Yeah.
So I did have a boyfriend that I dated. Well, he wasn't my boyfriend, but I dated him for a little bit. And he had a past relationship where his wife cheated on him.
Hmm.
And so although he said he was healed, what his actions were showing me that he was very insecure, and it was all coming up because we started to like each other, we started to care about each other a lot, getting to know each other, and all these things he was projecting on me. And I'm like, dude, I'm not that person.
Yeah.
I am the most loyal, trustworthy person. Like, you know this about me.
I remember that, yeah.
It's crazy that you would even think that, you know. So, but to me, knowing he didn't have anyone, he didn't have any friends. Mm. He just started going to therapy in the middle of us dating. So that kind of told me, okay, he hadn't really dealt with it. He wasn't healed yet. And it showed through our experience together that he wasn't ready.
Yeah, I remember that situation because I remember me and you talked about it a lot.
It was crazy.
I think the real thing that what we're saying then that you want to see is I don't know if anybody's ever fully healed over everything.
Yeah.
I feel like it depends on the situation. So maybe something will trigger them. And it doesn't mean that they're not healed. Yeah. It just means that sometimes there's broken people that have cracks that you can still see the cracks. And what Pensifer said is a big thing that if the person is making active steps to get healing, that is someone that at least can recognize in their own life that they have something that needs mending. Mm-hmm. And those kind of people you can genuinely, I guess, trust or give a shot.
Yeah.
Because it's the guy, like she said, that doesn't think anything wrong or isn't even trying to approach it. They just push it down until a situation happens and they blow the hell up on you. And you're like, what the...
Yeah,
that's the dude you want to run from.
Well, and it's attractive to me when I see someone that is eager to grow and learn, even through trauma and experiences. Because as we go through life, like, shit happens, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no perfect story. We're not fully, completely healed. We all have a little bit of something. And to be able to find in a person that they're willing to grow through it and whatever their process is, that's attractive. So I would look at that more than anything.
Yeah. And I say that goes for both sides.
Yeah.
Ladies, any lady that's willing to do the work, that is doing the work, that can acknowledge that, is sexy as hell. Like, anytime there's a girl that's really, like, understanding that there are some things in their life that they need to fix and are actively seeking it, to me, is sexy.
Yeah.
So take that for what it's worth. let's see. Why do guys say sweet things, but then their actions tell you something different? When he says 50% of the time I'm joking, I'm really telling the truth. So we got caught up on this one too. Like, guys that say sweet stuff, but they don't follow it up. Have you ever been in a situation where that has happened? And what did you learn on the other side of it? Because I think what this woman is asking is, when should I believe him and when should I not?
Yeah.
I think that they are being sweet because they want something.
Yeah. I think it's a catch and release. It's like, okay, I'm going to reel you in with all of these sweet things. And then, you know, the minute I got you, then okay, cool. You know, it's like a game. I feel like if you're with somebody that's doing that, it's a game to them.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
And so, if they're very experienced, they know what to say.
Oh, yeah.
They know how to say it. They know how to listen because that's how to get them.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend that texted me something that said, when men fall in love with what they see, that's why women wear makeup. Women fall in love with what they hear, that's why men lie. Which men are very visual and women are a little more emotional. So that makes sense to me when my friend told me that.
We say what we need to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Men know. And they know
that
we're...
You know that though,
right? Yeah.
You don't know that.
I do. I do say... I mean...
And we know how to look good and be like, okay.
And equally women know how to turn it on.
Here's the thing with me. I was always that dude that said sweet things, but it was because I really was trying to prove it. Like, I never was good at being a player. So it's hard for me to...
You weren't even... So not even like a player, like actually becoming engaged, but you weren't just like a flirt?
No, I was a big time flirt, but with people that I wanted to...
sweet nothings.
But with people I wanted to flirt with. Like, I wasn't like a flirt to then just bounce. And here's what I mean by that. Because I think there are men that flirt. Like, Ange would always say I would flirt with people. Like, when I'm, you know, at the lady behind the register. Or when I'm out and I just be who I am.
Well, you're just friendly.
Yeah, I'm a friendly person that can be taken as a flirt. Mm-hmm. That's different. That could say I'm a flirty personality. But what I'm thinking she's saying is... intentionally flirting. Mm-hmm. Like, I see someone, I think she's fly, and I start flirting. I don't ever do that unless I really want to get past the flirting. I've never done that. unless I wanted to get past the flirting. I didn't just like aimlessly flirt, like, let me see how good my bars are on the flirt game. And then I bounce and I'm like, eh, she was ugly anyway. You know, like I don't ever do that. So it's weird to say for me to hear this question because I don't never do that, you know?
Well, but that's I guess bad. Let's talk about the other ones that are not you.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, have you ever had a guy tell you a joke, but it was really the truth? Does that make sense? Like joking about something. Like people do this. Like they joke.
Like but, all those shoes are whack. I'm just kidding.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like,
but it's almost like really, to test you. Like,
they really feel
yeah,
that
yeah,
way.
I think it is almost a test.
Like damn, girl, you so messy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm low key trying to tell you, clean your shit up. This
well,
is
I feel
nasty.
Like men and women do that.
I would agree.
Yeah.
Well. More so men than I don't really know men to be like I don't know.
No, because like I feel like men will test the waters like joking. Like I forgot I heard it was one comic he was talking about how much stuff you could get away by just saying LOL at the end on text. So he's like shooting all these crazy text messages to girl. He's like, yo, I think me, you, and your sister we should all hook up together.
LOL.
And he was like, but I'm testing the waters. I'm seeing. He's like, it's the truth, but. That LOL makes it a joke, you know? And it had me cracking up because he's like, you could literally get away saying everything, just LOL.
Have you ever had a guy do that then? Like, tell you something truthful that at the end it turned out that he really felt that way, but it began as a joke.
Nothing sticks out for me.
Nothing sticks out for yeah. me either. Yeah. I'm sure it's happened.
Yeah, I'm
I
sure bet
it have you ever done it?
Yeah, I've done it.
Really?
Yeah.
What have you
done? This was when I wasn't as much like mature and confident in kind of my package. But it was more of just like testing waters, seeing like, hey, why aren't you and me together?
Oh, I've actually gotten that before.
Like, okay. Girl, why are you messing around with him? You know I'm way better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah,
like.
Have I done that?
It's like,
I feel like
it's
I've done that.
Because, like, yeah. again, like it's like it's that. Like a it's a little bit of a foolproof thing.
Sure. Yeah.
Because if they reject it, it's like, oh, it was lighthearted. Ha ha.
It's
but
very
if it's
safe.
For reals, then you're like, cool, we're with it. Let's do it, you know?
Interesting. I don't know.
I haven't gotten it in a rude way of them saying something mean, you know? But I have gotten it in that way, like, ah, girl, me and you should date, like, LOL, you know? And but it's truthful. But I haven't gotten anything that's, like, mean.
So then I guess this know, person's question rude. Is why men don't just come out and say
be
what
honest.
They mean.
I think because they're scared of being hurt.
Yeah, we're scared, too.
They're scared.
I'm
they're
very
scared.
Forward. I'd rather
no,
just buck
forward.
Up. I'm a forward dude. I've always been forward. It gets me in trouble. Forward gets me in trouble because I always say
you
stuff out my
forward.
Mouth. I'd be like, I think you're real hot. I don't think we should hang out. Why? Because I think you're hot and I think things are going to happen. And, you know, I'm just being real. I think you think I'm hot. I think you're hot. You know, I think this stuff's going to happen. So we probably should hang out. And they're like, what the f-? You're just assuming a lie. I'm just like, I'm just trying to tell you the truth. You know, I've been around this block before and it ends one way. And that's just, I mean, 9 times out of 10, we didn't listen because the heart wants what it wants.
It would be nice to if they were a little more forward.
Yeah.
But
I
think,
like that.
I think when you're getting to know someone and you guys don't have that trust yet, I think joking is okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
I feel like it is okay.
Yeah. If you're scared of getting hurt, I think it's not okay because.
I mean, I'm not going to be offended, but
no,
I think it is a lighthearted way to be like, hey, do you pay your taxes?
Yes.
You're trying to get information.
Yes.
I'm trying to know.
Nah,
what
man.
I need to know what I'm getting
I
into.
I got time
here.
For that.
I love that. That's amazing.
All right. Okay. This is funny because I think we have the same answer, but I'm going to ask you anyways.
Okay.
Why do guys look at first? What do guys look at first? Physical or intelligence? How can you tell if a guy is being honest or spitting game?
Physical.
All the way, right?
Because that's women too. I mean, we're looking at you.
Yeah.
And now I'll have to say personality obviously does play a big factor, but first it's going to be what you look like,
yeah.
you know?
It's so annoying.
For me, the first thing I look at is somebody's shoes. I look at their shoes
yes.
first.
Because you can tell if a guy
has
freaking
You can tell a lot about somebody's
shoes.
Yeah, you can
yeah.
tell
me
so
too.
Much about shoes. So I look yeah. at shoes first, and then I look at the face.
So when she saw me, it was a wrap.
Yo, because only
game.
You guys know about shoes. Because anybody can go into a store and be like, give me what the mannequin has on.
Right.
But 9 times out of 10, they never have shoes on. So when you pick the right shoes mm-hmm. to complement an outfit,
yeah.
that means the dude is detailed.
Yeah.
He's well-versed. Yeah. He understands what appearances mean.
Yeah.
And he's doing his part.
Yeah.
I think the same thing with girls. 100%. You kill it with a girl. If I see you in... I was making fun of you yesterday.
Why?
If I see you in a skirt with some Jordan 5s, I'm like, you got to go. You got to go. I ain't 13.
I don't have Jordans.
She was wearing some Jordans. I'm mad at it, but you know.
I'll say that when I'm on, because I'm on dating apps. So when I'm on dating apps, I try not to look at the physical, but you can't help it because that's what's in front of you.
Yeah.
And then I feel bad. I'm like, come on, Penn. See if there's anything else that you connect with. So my new thing is I don't need to necessarily be the first thing, be the physical, but if there's something else I connect with that strikes me as far as what they do, their, you know, what their, something about their personality, I try to look at that because the physical is not, I don't know. For me, at least when I go for the really hot guy, he ends up being super ego driven and lazy.
Yeah.
Like they want everything to come to them.
Oh.
Because they're used to it.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's so unattractive. Like,
but you need, let's be honest, the lady who's asking this, there needs to be an ounce of, at least cute.
Mm-hmm.
You have to at least be able to say cute.
Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, okay, it doesn't even have to be about, let's just take away what your face looks like and what's going on there. Like, let's just take appearance of, all right, are you clean? Are you put together?
Correct. Yeah.
Simple as that.
I know. We call it butterface. So everything fly, butter face.
Butter face, yeah. She got a nice body. Butter face.
Butter face.
Oh my God.
The body makes the face much better.
My last relationship, he was so handsome, and there were so many times he pissed me off, but I was like, at least you look good, because I want to punch you.
Hey, so
the physical is important.
So it's for both sides, young lady that's asking. Yeah. Physical is always the importance, but that's what makes you show up. What makes you stay is the intelligence.
Yeah.
Unless you're just that guy who just wants big boobs and that's it.
And then forget you.
Which is weird. But whatever. Okay, why do men cheat? Why not just leave? So the question, I guess, to you guys would be, because we, if you've heard the podcast before, our summarization was that there's a myriad of reasons why people cheat. Sometimes it is a guy that just really wants to screw everything in sight. Sometimes that's true. More often than not, it could be the fact that there's a deficiency in the relationship and the person doesn't know it until they get that deficiency met somewhere else. So it's like, I never knew that I needed vitamin D until I got it. You know what I'm saying? Sorry, I picked the wrong letter.
No, that was perfect. Pun intended. Own your truth, man.
Yeah. So I never knew. And I understand what this feels like. Because the older you get, the longer you go, you know what I'm saying? You start looking at relationships and I start watching a lot of videos and people who testify to this. And I've had friends. Like, I mean, I can say like half of the relationships that I know, marriages that aren't together anymore and some that are, there was unfaithfulness that went on and they were able to mend because they realized, oh, it wasn't that I don't love you. It was that I needed something from you, and either A, I didn't know how to communicate it, or B, I did, and you just didn't give it to me.
Mm, yeah.
So have you ever been cheated on? And if so, what was the reason? Like, what did you find out from it?
Yes, I've been cheated on as the same awful boyfriend.
It's that guy?
It's that guy. And it was one of those scenarios where it was the girl best friend.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And I didn't find out until later. We didn't date that long. It was maybe 6 to 8 months or something. But yeah, and so I didn't find out until later that he'd been cheating on me the entire time. But I didn't know until later. I heard it once from somebody, and then honestly, it just gave me an excuse that I already needed. I just needed to have one and to break up with him. So I was just like, all right, cool, you cheated on me, bye. You know, and that was it. And
so there was no
cool
real reason. Like, he was a legit cheater.
I think he was just a cheater and he was a very hurt person. And so I think he was getting affection anywhere he could because he was so depleted in that area. That's what I think. I think he was so depleted that he needed it anywhere he could get it. He was going to get it. And
do you know if that relationship worked out? The one that
No. Yeah. That girl's married to somebody else and I think he's still probably single.
Wow.
I think so. Yeah.
How about you, Penstipper?
I think I was cheated on and I didn't find out till after the fact, but I don't have proof. But in high school I dated a quarterback. It was like the star quarterback. There were stories, and he always told me no, and I never had proof, but I think a lot of it was ego. And obviously at that age, you're so young and immature that, you know, you feel like everything is disposable and you're on top of the world. So,
have you ever cheated?
No.
Nobody here has ever cheated.
I don't have that.
No,
in
not
me.
Physically, but like,
but as emotion.
Yeah.
In
like
your
emotionally.
Mind.
Yeah. Like I was in a relationship, which you guys have heard if you've listened to this podcast at all. And like, I mean, I was feeling like I was emotionally investing in other relationships outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
And this was like sort of on the tail end of that relationship. So it was already like, I'm like, all right, well, my heart isn't feeling connected, isn't feeling loved and appreciated in this relationship. So we could keep the form of this on the outside because it's nice to have a homie you could just go out with, you know? But at the same time, too, I'm like, I'm such a romantic. Like, you're probably not as, like, to the level that you are. But with that, I'm like, I need somebody to love.
Sure.
You know? So there was other options out on the table for me. And yeah. So it was weird because at one point I just had this, like, sober moment. I was like, man, I'm a cheater. Even though there wasn't like me telling other girls like, oh, I love you, I want to be with you. But even the thought of my letting my mind go to the place where like, oh, actually, I could see us being together. To me, that crossed the line.
Because
if I was in a relationship with somebody and someone else is emotionally getting to that place where they're envisioning their future with another person, I'm like, you're kind of being cheated on in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's like, not that I'm not going to beat myself up and be like, I'm a terrible person. But at the same time, too, I'm like, I got to be honest with myself. If I'm envisioning that my future is going to be better with somebody else that's other than the person I'm in the relationship with, boyfriend, girlfriend, relationship type status, then I probably need to exit this. And so
I think the closest I've ever gotten to cheating was not really cheating because I wasn't with the people. But I think there was a moment in time where the like for two people overlapped, but we weren't together.
Yeah.
Neither of the situations.
I think I've had that before.
It was just like a lap where I'm like, really I'm together. Still into you and we still hang out sometimes, but then this new person is entering and we're not really trying to make things official and we're not. We know that we're phasing out, but you know how some breakups take like 6 months because you're just hooked on it.
Yeah.
That kind of situation is like a roller coaster.
Yeah, like you're already broken up, but you're just comfortable with the physical part of it and you trust it and you know it, but then there's this new thing that's still unstable. So when the new thing is not being stable, you just go back to the old thing because you just want something.
Yeah.
That's the closest.
That's not healthy, though.
It's not healthy. No, it's not healthy at all. No. But it's also not cheating. It's just, you're just laying where you can.
Yeah, it's like you're just going back.
Sorry.
Oh, go for it.
It creates a habit. Like it creates a complacency and it creates a comfort in that area of your brain that it's okay.
Yeah.
So to me, if you start to have feelings for someone else, that means what you have going is not the one. So if that happened to me, I'd be like, okay, I'm sorry. This isn't going to work out because I'm
But we're talking about homie lover friends. So have you ever been in a situation where you may think you like the new thing, but you have an old thing that is a sure thing. So whenever you're feeling that loneliness and this new thing isn't anywhere around because you haven't established anything. It's just you kind of like them or you think you like them and you don't know if they like you as much as you do. And and you're just trying to figure it out. But while you're trying to figure it out, there's this one thing that you know you guys like each other. You're not trying to make it anything, but you're just homie lover friends where you're just...
But is that cheating? Because then
it's
not.
That's
not
what
committed.
I'm saying.
So then it's fine.
That's what I'm saying. That was the closest that I've ever gotten.
Okay.
To cheating. I've never been in a relationship and kept the homie lover
cheating
friend.
Cheating applies to if you're in a committed relationship.
For sure.
Well,
While having sex, I told my partner I didn't orgasm, but explained to him why, that I was stressed, but then he broke up with me. Should I not be open about these things like that? So I guess the question would be, for us, we established men that was an ego thing. I feel like that was an ego thing because this woman, if you hear this question, it feels like what she's saying is she attempted to give this guy what he wanted. She wasn't as into it as he was. And I don't think it was in a bad way. It's just she's stressed. Like she comes home from work, she's stressed or whatever. And the dude wants to do it. So she does it. And the guy's like, how was it for you? You know?
Yeah.
And she was honest and was like, I'm stressed. You know, it wasn't really whatever. And then the guy breaks up. Yeah. It sounds like ego. So my question to you is, Have you ever been in a situation where you did have sex and it wasn't awesome for you? You let the guy know, either because he asked or somehow in the conversation it came up. What was his reaction?
I'll go, because this, my stress levels, if I'm any ounce of stressed, you can just forget it. Mm-hmm. Because in my mental space, I have to be there.
That's most women.
Forget it.
Right.
And so it doesn't matter how long. Forget it. It's not going to happen. And so I'll just be honest. I'll be like, hey, let's do this, you know, just real quick. You got it. And then I'm good. Don't worry about me. You know, I'll be honest that. Or if it's later, I'll just be like, if we're like, hey, or if he's like, hey, I'm feeling it tonight. I'll be like, I'm so stressed. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be not fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, and I mean, you know, that's just, I mean, with that dude, that's got to be an ego thing because
how do you respond to that?
Yeah, no, I'm understanding. Yeah. Because, you know, it's realizing like, hey, we're wired differently.
Sure.
So for me, it's like, I could put all the other things aside and I'm like, all right, let's get to it.
Right.
And she's like, well, my body's shut down because I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, it's another thing too where I'm like, hey, I don't want it to just be about me. Like, I'm going to do everything I can. So it's like, obviously there's certain things that get her to orgasm that I'm going to like, all right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to just be me receiving all the pleasure and her not feeling like, hey, I'm actually being appreciated and valued here in the bedroom.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What about you?
I think my question is, what is the communication that you have prior to that moment? Because I think that makes a big difference. If it came out of nowhere, then I could understand the guy's reaction. But if you have this open communication where you can say that and talk about that, then it's okay. And that he shouldn't have been upset because she was being honest. And there's nothing wrong with being honest.
So then you're saying maybe in order to prevent this, if you're honest before you get down, before there's anything, it's like, hey, man, I had a rough day. Because I'm thinking or I'm assuming that she was doing it to be gracious or to be...
I'm assuming, but yeah, I think you need to have that communication beforehand and set the expectation, first of all, because...
Especially if you know your guy's like this.
Yeah.
And maybe she didn't know and she just found out in the worst way possible.
That sucks.
I think it just left.
That so, sucks.
I mean, moving forward, I don't think it's your fault.
No.
I would never do this. Like if you were just stressed and you were gracious about it, you know, I would never just break up with you and bounce. No. But this dude probably had some stuff going on in his mind.
And guess what? He wasn't the one. He wasn't willing to stick around to... with her, you know, with her approach with it. So.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Why do men not seem to mind being dirty and filthy with their personal spaces?
Gross.
And I mentioned that I feel like this is 100% how they were raised. I think it's 100%. If your mom
just
didn't care or cleaned up for you or did whatever, you're with the mama's boy. Because mom did everything.
100%.
So he didn't feel like he had to. I can't stand dirty dudes. 100%. I can't stand it.
Yeah. Oh, my. Sorry.
We talked about last episode. You're like, yo, if my man's got a dirty bathroom, dirty room and everything, he's probably got dirty balls.
For sure.
Ew.
So
for sure.
That's
it's all connected. No. Anyways, Penn.
Well, you know, I think it's also, yes, I agree that it's something, it's how they were raised. And it's a part of their brain that is not, the muscles isn't strong in thinking about that. That's not in their rhythm of how they think. And as I'm raising a little boy, and I'm also in the dating world, and I'm dating these men who are mama's boys, who I go into their car and I'm like, okay, noted. And that's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
I'm just empowering them to be them who they are. And that's
like,
who they are.
You're just looking around like, oh, noted. Busy week.
But I go back to I go home to my son and I'm like, you better make your bed every day. Like I'm on him because I want to program that part of his brain to think about it. You know, I think it applies in all areas of life too. It's not just your home, but it creates this laziness that you just don't connect with certain things in your life, in your day to day.
Yeah.
And I want someone that is connected.
Yeah.
It's funny because this dude, Jordan Peterson, has this book that is called like 12 Rules. Against chaos or anti-chaos, these 12 rules of living. And one of the rules is make your bed, clean your room. Because he thinks that if you can't clean your room and keep your own room in order, how can you go out into the world and keep the world in order? And I've heard this many a times, like from billionaire tips, make your bed or clean your room. Like these are things that you do that successful people do. I don't know a lot of successful people that are just like dirty slobs, unless they get lucky and they just invent the right thing.
Well, yeah.
And they just stay dirty.
Yeah. Well, what the theory behind it is you make your bed and you're thanking your bed for the sleep that you got that night. And you're starting your day with like a fresh, like, okay, clean slate. I'm ready to take on the day. Let's go. So if someone doesn't, I mean, I'm not judging anyone that doesn't make their bed, but if that part of their brain is a little relaxed and lazy, then what other areas are they lazy in their life?
See, it's funny because I'm not a big bed maker,
me either.
Everything around my bed is clean.
Yeah. Mm.
So the first thing I'll do is I'll get out of my bed, pick up any little thing that's on the floor, Swiffer a whole bunch of times. Anything that I leave upstairs, I bring right downstairs, put it in my closet, put it away. But I won't worry about the bed because in my mind, I'm like, it's not efficient. I'm just about to get in it.
Yeah,
again.
That's how I feel too. I'm like, when I was growing up and I was a kid, you know, we would have to make our bed every day. And I was just like, when I get older, forget this. I'm about to get in my bed again. I'm not making my bed.
Exactly.
So I'll throw everything. You know, it still looks good. I mean, I can't say it's all messy, but it still looks good. But I don't officially make my bed every day. But, you know, they always say that what's going on around you or what your space looks like is a reflection of what's going on internally.
Sure.
And I definitely believe that. But I also, and we're thankfully have a good flow of cleaning with ourselves. We pretty much keep our spaces clean. But if everything around me, I like really simple and I don't like to have a lot of things out because when it does and I see all of that, it clusters my mind and I can't think.
For sure, for sure.
And especially if I'm like, want to be in a creative mindset, I can't get there. If everything around me is not just, you know, in its place.
I think if the guy is like this, young lady, I would look, if you don't mind being a mom for the rest of your life, even before you have a kid,
sure. Thanks.
Go for it.
I have one of those friends.
Do not expect this dude to just change because this is who he is. Hopefully, maybe he can change, but go into it expecting him not to change. Yeah. And if he does, it's a pleasant surprise.
Yeah.
I don't know too many that do.
No.
What do men think of women on dating apps? Are they taken serious or just one night stands? Look, I didn't date in the dating app world, so I don't know. Penstifer, I know you're on the dating app.
I'm all up in it.
So how have men treated you on the apps? What are their expectations from you? More often than not, what do you see?
I think it also is dependent on what your profile looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the beginning I had, because I was newly single, so I was feeling myself. So I had some sexier pictures on there, but not with any intention to have sex, but just because I was feeling confident.
Yeah.
And I noticed that what I was attracting was not the type of man that would want to be in a relationship. So I adjusted, did a little edit situation. I even like, I encounter people who are like, let me see your profile. Some friends who are like, let me see your profile. And they just like edit it for me. And they're like, nope. Yes, yes, yes. I'm like, okay. So I have it now where it's like smiley, me and my dog. I have one with my kid. So I feel that since then I've attracted more serious men. There's still some weirdos, but I think that there are. It's like 50% does want to just hit it.
Would you say 50 or would you say more? Because it doesn't matter if that, you know, because what that sounds like is hot mom. That sounds like MILF.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So be honest.
I guess like, if I'm being honest, then 65-70% want to hit it.
Still want to hit it.
And then the rest are actually looking for a relationship. And I can tell that pretty much in the first like few sentences.
And what are the apps you're on?
I'm on Hinge, Raya.
Bumble, you did Bumble.
No, I don't do Bumble anymore. But I used to do Bumble. I tried Tinder for a bit, and I tried OkCupid. But right now, I just Hinge and Raya.
Hinge and Raya, okay.
Yeah.
None of us have been in the
right before, now I'm sure dating apps were around, but once we got together about 4 years ago, that was kind of it.
Yeah.
Like, you're so like, lucky.
I know.
I
Think
I hit her up on Snapchat. That was it.
Yeah.
I think if I had to go back to doing apps, I don't know what the hell I would do. I would be crippled because I don't know how to like, I would think it's so, I don't like writing my own bio for my music. Like if you go to my Spotify page, it'll say, so I guess I'm supposed to write a bio. So I'm just going to do the indie artist thing and tell you how I don't care about this bio. I did some stuff, got some stuff, made some stuff, listened to my music.
I hate
like bragging on myself. I don't like it at all. So if
you're trying to sell yourself.
Yeah, like I'm just like, oh, I couldn't do it. I would put some pictures up and just be like, what's up?
I'd be like, yo, here I am.
Holler at me if you want. If you don't,
you're right.
Well,
if you
don't, it's cool. Here's the thing. I'm like, I try to stay open, even though I have no expectation to meet anyone on a dating app. But if I don't at least try, you never know.
Hey, my friend met, you know, Lancelot?
Yeah.
He met his wife, his current, his gonna be wife on Tinder.
Oh, see, and I hear that. Yeah, so that's why I'm like, I gotta stay open.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that.
You never know. You really never know. So I guess the answer to this is, you know, if you're a woman, how you present yourself on the app is important. And I would agree with that. I don't mind a little sexy, depending on how it comes through.
Yes, tasteful sexy.
Yeah.
Like I remember when we were doing Bobis. Like I told Bobis, put this picture of you.
She was so against it at first.
Yeah, and it was her doing. Is it
paddleboarding?
Paddleboarding.
Yeah.
But in a bathing suit.
I would say no. Yeah. So I would say, but look, that's different because here's why. As a man, I don't look at that like she's trying to flex her body.
Nah.
Because what else would you be paddleboarding in? It'd be different if you're in a situation where the outfit doesn't warrant it, okay? So you're chilling in the middle of New York City and you're in a bathing suit. I'd be like, you're trying to tell me your body.
I disagree, though.
Yeah, because I feel like if it's another guy, other than the way of your thinking, I think they're swiping through and they're like, oh, hot swimsuit pic. You know,
we're gonna notice that you're hot, but it's a different mentality. Noticing that you're hot, I'm gonna notice you're hot whether you're fully dressed or not. Okay.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is if you're doing an activity that warrants a certain outfit, then it makes sense. Unless you don't even know what the hell you're doing in that activity. If you're paddleboarding and you're like, you know, not even paddleboarding, you got a drink and you're just like holding the paddleboard, then I'm like, okay, you're just fronting.
Yeah.
But if you're a legit paddleboarder, if you like surfing, if you like water sports, and that's like legit what you like.
I agree with you. And I'm only speaking from experience because men are visual. So as their first, what's the word? Like your first impression of someone, that their brain doesn't think, oh my gosh, she's active. They think, damn, she's hot. She got a body. I want to hit that. Their brain goes there. You can't help it. Same thing for me. If I see a guy with their shirt off, I'm like, abs.
Yeah.
Okay.
But let's agree, though. We have to agree on the fact that if that's an important part of their life.
Well, yeah.
Then why would you not?
If you're a professional paddleboarder.
But it's not even professional. I'm talking about, okay, so for you, you like to hike.
Yes.
You hike in yoga pants.
Yes.
And sometimes sports bras, sometimes tank tops, sometimes whatever. Sometimes shorts. So if you're an avid hiker and you want to present who you are, I'm going to look at that and be like, damn, she looks good in them yoga pants.
But what I'm going to put on the dating app.
But I don't care because she's a legit hiker. It only makes me upset or I'll only want something different. And this is just for me speaking from a male perspective. If you are fronting, if you are a big front, then I'm going to be like, trivialize your picture. It's going to be like, oh, she's just trying to be this. But if she's legit at what she does, you know what I'm saying? Like, not like I'm just playing around here. Like, she's a legit person who is active, who loves to be like the CrossFitters or like MMA fighters or like whatever, where they're always showing their stomachs and they have short shorts and they have whatever. I notice they're hot, but then I see their videos and I see their pictures and I'm like, oh, she's not like she's hot, but she's kicking ass. Like, she's not like trying to be hot.
Yeah.
She just happens to be hot and does this sport where she has to wear this stuff. But I'm like, it's the same way if I saw a bodybuilder or a fitness person. I would notice she's hot. But depending on her body, it's like this. When I see fitness people whose body ain't fit and they're wearing whatever, I'm just like, you just trying to show your body.
Put a shirt on.
You're just trying to show your body. But if I see a fitness person who's freaking ripped, then I'm like, my first thought is, she is hot, but she's legitimately doing what she says that she is. Mm-hmm. In her bio, she's saying, I am a fitness instructor. I expect her. If she was in a turtleneck and long sleeve, whatever, I'd be like, she's probably not a good fitness instructor because the way to promote your fitness is to show that you are fit. It's like my friend Kathy. I always see her in the most, you know, smallest stuff. But it's because she has massive thighs, ripped stomach. And I'm like, yeah, that's your business. You're telling me what you do and that you do it well.
Yeah.
Any other person who has nobody following them and they have a fit at the end of their name, I'm like, oh, you're trying to be something that you are not really because you don't have the dedication. That's all I'm saying. If you're on a dating app and you're putting, and I think it's also different that if you make it your main profile pic, that's different also.
True.
Because
true.
Then you are trying to lure them in.
I was given that advice to put it at like a sexier picture at the end.
I told her this was number four. And I only said, Bobis, do it if you want to let the guy know that you are an active person. You want to let them know that you're not afraid to get out there and hike, to get out there and whatever. Because to some guys, that's attractive. If you see a girl that just has like these kind of pictures, you just picture a homebody. Yeah. And if you're a guy that loves to do sports or you love to be active, and this person is active, she says it, and has no picture showing that she's active.
I think as long as it's done tastefully, then...
Yeah, and this one was tasteful.
Like, it was
a very conservative bathing suit.
Yeah. It wasn't
skimpy, wasn't like, yo, we're seeing everything.
She wasn't like bending over. She was standing up.
Bending over on
paddling her board.
Flexing, saw every muscle.
Yeah, it wasn't... it wasn't even like anything like sexy at all. So I was
and also I think about what's the intention behind posting it.
Yeah.
Right?
And you can feel that from the rest of the post. Rest of your profile, you know what I'm saying? True. So that's what we think about women on dating apps.
Okay. I can go all day and talk about
that. Why do guys friend zone you? Say they want to be with you, but they're scared of messing it up and losing you as a friend. But then you find someone new and they try to sabotage it. Not that they want to be with you, but because they don't want to see you with anyone else. When we answered this, I gave an answer, but there's also something I thought about. On the occasion, people don't like to see you surpass them.
Yeah, that's really...
I feel like
funny.
Sometimes...
Like, as you were saying that, that's really what it is. Because it's like, it's trying to say, I don't want you to have it better than me.
Or before me. Let me be happy first, then you can be happy.
That's selfish.
It's innately, though. Innately. Like, sometimes this comes out and you don't even know it. Like, you kind of get upset that your friend's getting married first or that... somebody has something before you do when you know maybe secretly you've done more work or you put in more time or you've, you know, whatever. So I don't know what this guy's problem is, but have you ever been friend zoned and the guy got mad that you found a new situation and he tried to sabotage it?
I haven't been friend zoned, but I have friend zoned someone else.
Ooh.
A couple of people, actually. Well, when you grow up in a small town, you know everybody, and so you're friends with everybody, and so it kind of just happens. But I didn't do the end. I wasn't mad when they moved on. I had a friend, and this actually happened twice, but one to more extensive degree. But they were really into me. I was into them, too, and they kind of brought up that, you know, they wanted to move to the next level, and I was like, I don't want to mess this up. I basically said that we're too good of friends, and I don't want to mess it up. And really, the reason that I had done that is because I did really care for them, but I wasn't going to ever be attracted to them in that way. I really knew that. I wasn't. But I did. I cared for them so much. And so when they did finally... have someone else pass that, I did feel away, but then I had to check myself. I just had to check myself and be like, why am I feeling like this? I let them go. So,
why did you feel that way, though? Because maybe there's a commonality between men and women on this. Because I suspect the reason you feel that way, the reason that we would feel that way is because it's hard for men and maybe women to distinguish between the types of love that you have for someone else.
I agree.
Because I can love, like, I love Penstifer.
Agree.
Love her to death. You know what I'm saying? If I were a single person and I feel like every time there's a male-female relationship, if you haven't had the discussion of whether or not this could be more, then it's always lingering.
Yeah.
Always. No matter what. Unless I'm horribly unattractive and I know that she'll never feel a certain way about me. You know what I'm saying? But even then... there's still a little hope. And it's like, it's this unspoken thing. Why are we so close? Why do we connect so much? Why? So there's always this idea of like a possibility. There's always a possibility in the air. if you never have the cojones, or maybe you do feel like, it's just, I don't see you that way, and you just push them to the side, there is this sense of, I don't want to say ownership, but to a degree, like, we've been through some things. Like, you've earned a place in their life, yeah. and someone is coming and taking that place. And rightfully so, because either you're not willing to, or you don't get to provide the other half that they need.
I think there
But somebody's
that.
Taking your half and that you're able yeah. to provide. Because now they're going to the movies together. Oh, they're hanging out together. And I'm like...
Because I had two guy friends, and they were like my best friends. And this whole scenario happened where then they got a new girl, and I wasn't coming over for dinner with their family anymore, you know, on the regular, and wasn't, you know, helping go shopping with them, picking out their outfits. You know, I was that friend. And so when that started to not happen, I was like, I'm being replaced. And that was tough, really tough for me, because I felt like I was losing, you know, somebody that I really cared about, but I also had to place them in another category that I hadn't had. And so that's new. I think that is new when you have to
change.
Start, yeah.
yeah.
And you have to start distinguishing, hey, I can really love somebody and then be in this place and not be my significant other, you know? But
yeah.
I also think it's hard because when you spend time with someone, you create this bond and you're working towards this relationship. You do have a connection with them. So when it doesn't work out, you don't just forget about the connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You put time into it. And so, and you've developed this relationship, which can transition to friendship for some people. And for some people, it's hard for them. And to see them connect with someone else when you know you've connected, it feels weird.
It does. And there's attraction. Yeah. I believe that you're attracted to people. And when you hear attracted, you instantly take it to the way attracted, and you got to act on it. But I feel like we're all attracted to each other in some way, shape, or form, or else you wouldn't hang out.
I'm any attracted relationship to, of any sort.
Yeah, you know? There's something you just got to be able to, like, I'm attracted to B because of his loyalty. I'm attracted to him because of how he treats other people, how he treats us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's a good friend.
Yeah.
These are all things that attract me. Those are the same qualities that I could find in a woman, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. I'm attracted to Penstifer because we connect on all the levels of, like, she gets all my weird little romanticies, you know? Yeah. Like, she thinks they're not dumb, you know? We both like a lot of the same things, you know? We get down on clothes and stuff. And,
We watch our same shows.
So everybody's attracted to somebody else. Now, I think at what this person is saying, she was friend-zoned. I think if the guy, once he saw you with somebody else, that's typically the time where someone would quickly, not even on purpose, but find out what they really feel.
Yeah.
And this was always my worst fear, because one of my favorite rom-coms is My Best Friend's Wedding. And I still to this day wanted Rupert Everett to pretend that he was gay and come back and marry Julia Stiles. You know, that was my hope. That was like the alternate ending. Like, he'd come back, but she didn't. She missed out on the best friend. And that was it, because she didn't speak quick enough. Yeah. So that's always been my one fear, that once the other person gets it, you hope that person still has room in their heart for you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that would be the time to step up. If he didn't step up in that moment, and he just kind of like didn't want you to be with anybody else, and didn't offer his services either,
yeah, you gotta move on.
You got, yeah, I would.
That's
I would,
not really a good friend either though,
at
so
all.
You don't really want.
And maybe he's not meaning to be a bad friend at that moment, but in that moment in time,
he might just be
bad friend.
Yeah, he bad might friend. Just be processing his feelings. He might
sure,
not know.
But, keep it moving. Yeah. Give the new person a chance.
Yeah.
All right. What's this one? Okay. Why do men want, and this is funny because we answered this. Why do men want mind, body, soul, and soul during sex? Do y'all know it's a lot more work for us women? Sometimes we just want the D.
That was from a woman?
Yeah. Go on, honey. Go on.
I'm like, I don't
know. Get yours.
Get yours.
Is that, why do men, and we answered it, like the single guys were like, you know, they're down for just body, and body. they don't need the rest.
That's an interesting question for a woman.
And I get it. I'm not like that. I'm not wired like that. I need the mind, body, soul.
I mean, that's cool. I think you should meet in the middle.
I can't. It's really hard for me. And it's probably my fault because Ange be getting on me sometimes. She's like, let's just do it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, I can't.
See, I'm okay with, yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm like, okay, let's just do it. Like, I'm cool with that. I don't have to have these like long passionate things.
Sure, for sure.
Have to be,
a but you're thing. In a you're married. You're in a relationship, yeah, so that's 1,000%. Different. You have that understanding. I think if you're dating, like, I want more connection.
Oh, for sure, because that's part of your building, though. Yeah, too. Yeah,
yeah. And there building. Are men, mostly men, that just want it.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
Which is weird that a woman asked this question. Yeah. It's not weird. Sorry, that's a bad word. Yeah. I don't want to use
it's
that
different.
Word.
It's different. Yeah,
it's different. And I applaud you for being honest and saying that sometimes you just want to get it in. And if you're with the dude, look, if you're with the dude that wants mind, body, and soul during sex, I wouldn't look at that as a bad thing.
No.
Like, because it's super rare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's what you would want. Now, granted, there are some times where me and Anne just get down and it's not like whatever, but not really. Like, because typically that would be initiated by me and I don't ever initiate that kind of thing. You know, it's always like a two person thing that's like, all right, we both are down and we're mentally there. But if the guy wants your mind, body, and soul, then that means he wants more than just your body. And I would hope that that's a good thing.
Yeah, he wants connection. Yeah. So that should be a good
thing. So it's not just bowels and...
bowels and walls.
Bowels and walls. Oh my God, so we're almost at an hour. So I don't know, is there any questions you guys would have for men? Is there anything that you guys would have? Like a question that's happened recently?
On the fly, let's go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why can't men just like be honest?
Yeah, just be upfront and more forward. I think guys are afraid.
Explain.
They tell you what you want to hear. Sure. They tell you that they want a relationship and they want the family and they want all the things. And in reality, what they want is they just want to get some.
Sure.
So why can't you just say that? Mm-hmm. Why can't you just say, hey, look, I'm not really looking for anything. I'm just, this is where I'm at.
And as someone who has been on that side to a degree, I feel that the reason men do that because deep down they are or like to think as of themselves as a good person. So it would be hard to reconcile in their mind that that's all they want. So they talk the shit and sometimes they
believe it.
Trying to believe themselves.
Yeah.
Like, they're trying to get you to believe it, but at the same time, they're trying to, like, convince themselves that, yeah, I'm a good dude. I want these things.
Yeah.
I'm not admitting that I don't want them now, so I'm technically not lying. But at the end of the day, it's really hard to look in the mirror and say, this is the type of person that I am. I know there's good in me, but in this current time of my life, I just want the snatch.
And that's okay.
I am literally I just want to be a whore.
And that's okay.
But it's hard to admit that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because that means that you are a piece of shit.
No. I don't think
so. It does. If you're willing to say what you need to say to get what you need to get.
I think you're a piece of shit if you lie.
But that's what he's doing.
Well.
Because that's what he's doing. He's coming into this. He's like, I'm a piece of shit. It's something that I had to do because towards the end of my thing where I was like really getting fed up with myself and I didn't have the same intentions. Like, I wasn't trying to get the snatch. I was trying to find the one. And in trying to find the one, I kept just kind of giving myself to people because I wanted to see.
I liked them.
I cared about them and I wanted to get as close as I could because I always had in the back of my mind, oh, this could be the one. This could be the one. Okay. So it was very hard for me to like slow down my emotions. Okay. I just let them all out. And that comes with affection and intimacy and all this stuff. But after a while, I would realize, I don't know if this person is it, but I would continue to give myself. So at some point I had to realize and I came to myself and I looked in the mirror and I was like, you're a whore. Like, you are. I know that you have good intentions. I know that you're not just trying to get it stuff from people. I know that because you're giving as much as you're getting. You're not just like being a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, you help people, you serve them, you do all these things. So you're being the guy. But you don't have any intention on taking it to the next level. You're waiting for something to click to take it to the next level. You're not saying, you know what? I'm going to commit to you and we're going to make it happen. Because that's what it takes. I always thought that it was this ethereal thing that something's gonna happen and all of a sudden I'm gonna see a cloud in the shape of her name and it's gonna click. I'm like, duh. But it wasn't that. It wasn't that. Even with Ange, like,
yeah.
Ange is not even close to my type. Not even close. But I remember thinking, I heard God say that I can trust this girl. Like, I can trust her. And once I heard that, I was like, well, if God, if you can trust her, then I can trust her. And all this stuff that I thought I wanted, it hasn't worked out yet. So let me try something that I know you like, mm-hmm. you trust. Let me dive into that. And yeah. So I dove in and I chose Ange. And as I got to know her, I was like, damn, she really is the yin to my yang. She really is my balance. Nothing of what I like. And then I think about if I got what I wanted, which was the freaking hot ass white chick who likes fashion like I do, who digs rap like I do, whatever. I'm like, nigga, we be broke right now. We'd be trying to see outspending each other. Yep. We would be that life.
I'd be coming home with bags. Look at what we got.
I'd be like, what did you get? We need to add this up and take stuff back. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was very much like that. But I had to come to the point, and I remember, yeah. I remember in my little Asmara in North Hollywood, I looked at myself and I was like, bro, you're a whore. Like, you're just giving yourself away. That's what you're doing, man. And I know you're looking for love, and it's such good, like, you have such good heart behind it. But y'all are just giving yourselves away. She is, you are, and that's it. And the end of the day,
that's okay if you can accept that and that's where you're at. But I think it also is, like you said, dependent on what you want. Mm-hmm. And if what you want is more, then you can't just give everything to everyone.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's hard to come to that realization. Like, to just say, like, why, what you saying, why are men not just honest? It's because they have to first be honest with themselves to be honest with you.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely very hard to look yourself in the mirror and say these things that you know you're doing that would consider you a bad person.
Mm.
I'm saying what I want to get what I want.
Sure.
And if I will just say that, that makes me a bad person.
I think I always thought it was just not wanting to hurt our feelings. Like, oh, I'm going to hurt her feelings. Women are too sensitive. You know, that kind of perspective was always what I had on it. I was like, no, we're good. Just be honest. Yeah. That's way better than anything else.
Yeah. Because now I'm judging your character.
Yeah.
For sure. But you would judge it if he was honest anyways. If I was there, if I looked for you on an app and we met up and I said, hey, I just want to be honest with you. I clicked on your picture because I loved your boobs. And I'm hoping that by the end of the day that I get to see them in person. It's kind of all I'm looking for right now. I think you're hot. Hopefully you think I'm hot. But maybe we can just
I
get
think
down.
That's okay. And no, I think that's fine.
But you would still judge his character.
I judge his character. I think it would be dependent on where I'm at. If I was okay with that in that moment, I'd be like, all right.
Yeah.
Thanks you for keeping it real.
You would still have to assess his character. You wouldn't just be like.
Not if he said it like that. No. Not. I mean, if he said it like, oh, I liked your boobs, that's why I clicked on your picture, then okay. But if you were like, hey, look, I clicked on your picture because I liked your boobs. Here's where I'm at. This is what I'm wanting. Cool. Then that's awesome. I think that's great. And I'd be like, okay,
sure,
cool.
But you would adjust. You would have a snapshot of his character. Snapshot.
I think it depends where you're at because I can say from experience when I was in a different place and someone was honest like that, I was like, okay,
yeah,
down for it. But now where I'm at now, I'm looking for something more serious. When someone's that honest, I say, okay, thank you for being honest. That's not what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Okay, well, then let me ask a question. So when they were that honest and you were like, okay, afterwards, you ain't have no kind of residue. You ain't have no kind of feeling towards the dude. Even though he was straight up honest, there wasn't no feeling of like,
I don't really, because
damn, he was being honest. He was legit being real.
I mean, we're very similar that we're like in a very emotional. So my first reaction is yes.
There's a residue.
There's a residue. But then I assess the situation and I'm like, all right, Penelope, this is what you gave.
He told you what he wanted.
This is what it was. This is what happened. So,
but there's a residue. So you have to admit.
Yeah, but
that's own not up for to, everybody. Yeah, because I'm not like that. I would get that and I'd be like, all right, cool, done. Like that.
So you
I
can compartmentalize.
I wouldn't think another thing of it.
Man, so that's more guy than that. I couldn't do that shit. There's no way I would be. I would be the worst single dude ever. I'd be out there like, hey, hey. I'd be like, what's up?
Yeah, then, Manny like cries with me when I tell him stories. He's like, oh man.
We would get down, and I'd be like, all right, I'm out, girl. And I'd get home, and I'd be like, oh my god, I wonder if she's thinking about me.
Should I text her?
Is it too soon? I know I said I did.
Good morning, beautiful.
It's 12:01.
And that's so funny because I always dated guys that were like that because I was the opposite. Like, I wouldn't text them after or whatever, you know. I'd be like, okay, that was cool and done.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'd get these texts. It was like, or they would just, they would tell me later that they were waiting for me to, you know, say anything to them, you know. And I would just be like, I'm sorry. Like, that was cool.
This is what it was. Yo, Maddie's a player.
I changed her player ways, though. She was texting me.
I'm not a player. I was never.
That's funny. Yo, well, that's good. That's good. Any more questions, though? Are there? Because the honest one, that was a good one.
No. Oh, I have a good question.
Go.
Why is it okay for, this is silly, why is it okay for men to, like, be open about farting and like being gross, but then when women do it, it's like, ugh.
That's like a complete stereotype. Because women aren't supposed to be that. But I mean, like, look, I think there's dudes that dig that stuff.
Yeah, there's some bros that really like that stuff.
Completely, because I seen some girls on.
Because men are gross.
Somebody sent me some girl who did a reveal, and she does this stuff. She's like a super hot chick, and a lot of her pictures are in a bathing suit. But she did like a gender reveal. Right? Yeah. Where she put the colored powder in her butt. It went viral.
And
she farted.
No.
And
wait,
then
what?
Yeah, she farted. And then the puff of smoke was a color. And that was the gender reveal. But no, she does this. She's super hot and she farts.
Oh my God.
I've seen two people and they have millions of followers. So what? Somebody likes that.
Own it.
That's a lot of followers. Me personally, I don't even like farting around the
edge. I don't know. I mean, I don't. I'm very. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not sexy to me.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Not to that me, that's not attractive.
Yeah.
And so I don't do that either because I don't think it's attractive.
So you don't have an expectation of guys to be the same way? Like, you don't think guys should just, because they're guys, they should just go around farting?
No.
Like, I get pissed. I don't. I'm like, when I go into bathrooms and dudes just fart out of nowhere and they're taking a piss and they just let it out.
No, that's
real. I get real mad.
Really?
I get real mad.
Like, okay, well, I think I'm if you're in a bathroom, it's a little bit different.
Nah.
That is your private.
This is not private. There's 18 stalls. And you're just taking a.
No. Do you think, okay. No. I think that's far more appropriate taking a fart at the urinal than being standing next to you trying 100%. To get popcorn in line. Yeah. And I just.
Yeah, like if we're on
at least a bathroom is a contained space where there is fecal
and
matter.
That's
but you're
to
assuming that I enjoy you farting next to me.
Where else are they supposed to do
we
it?
We could go outside.
The bathroom is like the one place you're, it's okay.
So like if you're at a restaurant, just go step outside and fart rather
step
than
outside.
The bathroom.
Step outside. If you can go to the bathroom if no one's there. Hold it until I leave. Don't just assume that the guy code
that's
says
insane.
That you can fart around me
that's
and you can
insane.
Crop dust my outfit. Like, oh, don't do that crap. I hate it. I get angry. I get
that's
angry.
That's amazing.
But I'm bad. I do judge. I judge the person coming out of the stall. And I will go to another stall depending on how that person looks.
Oh, shoot.
If he looks like he can just blow something up and he don't look well kept, I'm like, I'm not going to use that bathroom.
No, yeah, if he's coming out sweaty, your hair is messy, then you know. I need to go find another toilet because or my man is barely pulling his pants up as he's walking out of the door.
I can't.
Next stall.
I'm going to the next stall. I'm going to wait on that.
Yeah. And I think, too, it's just weird. Like, I don't know, for guys growing up, like, you have this picture of women who just are put together. And again, it's probably not the most healthy image to have in your mind, but your subconscious is like, you're put together. And I associate farting and, like, bad boo-boos with, like, people who are dirty, which is, like, mostly dudes, you know? It's
100%.
Like, ah, we're bros.
100%.
You know, like, farts are always funny for guys, you know? Except for Manny.
Except for Manny
in the stall. If you find Manny in
the
stall, do not fart because...
I fart or accidentally fart. It's always an accidental fart around Ange. And
like when you're
and she'll be like... or no, it would just be random. And she'll be like, did you just fart? And I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
No, I did
not. She's like, there's no one else in this room.
Because I'm like, if it did, it was by accident. And I don't want you to know, nor do I try.
I could totally see Manny like farting by accident and being like really surprised and like turn around and look at his butt. Like, dude, is that me? It's just like our dog when but Blue me and, farts.
Yeah. Me and Ann still, to this day, like if we're using the bathroom, you have to close the door. Like she'll be like, go away, yeah, close the door.
I'm okay with that.
I do
okay
that.
I don't want to like smell like, anything.
I just, well, I don't do that. I just wait until Brandon's gone and then like, I'll do my business now.
You wait till he's gone?
I don't really have to go when he's around anyway. So it just, it's not more of a me holding it in thing. It's just more of a, all right, he's gone off. I'm going to go.
Your body relaxes.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's that. It's like, okay, let's go.
See, I come from a family that is very open about farting. And it's like, funny thing. That's yeah. like, who can fart the loudest? But when I'm in a relationship, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I'm more modest.
Yeah. I mean, if it happens on accident, it happens. But I wouldn't date somebody that just comes to me and just farts. Like, farts in my face. Like,
oh,
I don't
know. That's just rude. You draw a line.
Yeah, I don't think that's funny. I don't mess but if you're that. Sick and you're just having a fart, I feel
it's
your
so
pain.
Funny because when I have, like, there's just no holding it. There's you just can't. And I have, then Brandon's like, oh, babe. You did it because I never do. this is maybe happened twice in our
what
marriage.
What did I tell you every time that's happened?
I don't know.
I always go, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. Yeah, because I'm so proud of you.
Because it never
happens. I always feel like I have to take a shower afterwards. Like if that happens and Ange wants to get down, I'll be like, let me take a shower real quick.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me make sure I'm clean.
That's like me too.
Yeah, for you.
I used to blame it on my kid.
Yes. Such a good excuse.
But then now he like, now he'll vocal be like, about Mom. It. He's like, Mom.
Yeah, I'm like, of course. Shut your isn't mom. That the worst? Yeah. That's it. Yeah, for sure.
That's amazing.
Oh my God, David on the kid.
That's brilliant, though, honestly. That, you can also do that having a dog. You'd be like, oh, Blue, you know?
My dog's too cute. Dog. I've never seen my dog fart.
Oh, he just wait. He just wait. They're bad. Dogs are, they're bad.
And he'll fart sometimes, and it's so unlike him that he's literally like surprised. He's walking around the room.
Yeah, he's shocked.
And then he'll look at his own butt like, no. Did that really come out from you?
It's so funny.
It's the cutest thing. They haven't been smelly, thank God.
No, they don't. Yeah. Oh, it's funny.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my God. So we're at a good 60-some minutes.
Oh, wow.
75 minutes.
You know, we're just, that's we good, got a guys. Lot to say.
I think we...
You know, that was another feedback that I got from people. What? Like, several people were like, I wish your podcast was longer.
Yeah.
Really? Same.
Because,
totally.
Yeah.
I think it should be an hour 30.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Usually I wrap it up when I feel like we're running out of stuff to say.
Well, yeah.
Because I don't want to just lollygag.
No, that makes sense.
But. And I can kind of feel it when we're coming to an end. I don't try to keep it at an hour, but I can usually tell when we're like waning.
Well, yeah, no, that's good. I mean, that is good. But,
to make it longer, I mean, we could try. I mean,
me personally, I like the podcasts that are like 25 minutes.
Oh gosh. See, I listen to the ones that are like 2 hours.
See, I can't get through the 2 hours.
I can't get through.
Oh, hour is the perfect time for me.
It. Well, you come back and visit it. That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah. I that's stop true. And start it. That's what I do.
That's true.
Because I'm doing it when I'm driving or like in between errands.
Man, I didn't know. I didn't. Okay, well, maybe if anyone else thinks that we should do a longer podcast, please let us know. And obviously we're not going to do it to try and do it. Like we'll just start talking some dumb stuff. Like
no, I'm not going to waste time.
But if you like what you're hearing and you want us to go longer, then cool. And also, hey, on season 3, we're going to be implementing a lot more like guests that we're going to have. We're going to have a rotating staff. Bobis has gotten
promotion,
so she's going to be around sometimes and not the other. So it's gonna be a fun time because we're gonna go even harder on season 3.
Mix it up.
Woo!
It's gonna be amazing. If you're not listening or watching on YouTube, please do. If you are watching on YouTube and you've made it the whole video, thank you so much because that means the world. Please like and subscribe. That means the world. Share it. I've heard. Even on Spotify, if you're listening to the songs that are after the episode, I need to be better at mentioning this. There's a song that's going to happen at every episode, after every episode. Go on over to Spotify, follow me so that you know when all the songs are dropping. If I get to 100,000 followers, I end up on 100,000 playlists. I didn't know that. Dang. I just read that
let's
today.
Really? Let's get them there. Yeah.
Let's go.
I know. So I have to, I've gone up. I'm at like 11,000 listeners this month. Like, which is good because a month or two ago, I was at 1,000.
Yeah, I remember that.
So it's cool to see the small progress. So if you enjoy the music, if you enjoy the podcast, like, subscribe everywhere, share, and we will love you for it. I'm excited for everything to come. So thank you, Penstifer, Maddie, Boombaladi, for coming out. Thanks, we hope we answered your questions. And if you dig these kind of pods, hey, let us know and we'll do some more question stuff. All right. We love you so much. Later.
Through the wind and rain, I know it's worth the pain. I see how far I've come and what I've yet to run. I'm carrying this weight, but I won't bend or break. There's so much left undone. I've only just begun. Whatever it takes, I'll swim a thousand miles. I'll cross the raging sea. I'll give it everything. Whatever it takes, I'll climb the highest heights and fight till I'm on my knees. I'll give it everything. Whatever it takes.
Stopping, no, I ain't finna go. I am so beyond astronomical. I am out of space. I am born to make everything that was what you see today. Yeah, I am a prophet. I am a legend. I am a product of what it would look like if hell would just magically turn into heaven. Overcome every obsession. There is no question. I need confession. I am a long night away from just giving up everything. Help me just find my direction. I know that through the hurt and pain, it's possible and probable that I could still emerge. It's so unstoppable.
Swim a thousand miles, I'll cross the raging sea. I'll give it everything, whatever it takes. I'll climb the highest heights and fight till I'm on my knees. I'll give it everything, whatever it takes.
Children go into early graves. I think it's time as people, as a nation, that we rise, that we get sick and tired, because we will not suffer.